candidates vying to become Philadelphia's next mayor say economic development is a top priority, and most say that starts with hiring more police to walk the commercial corridors to instill more confidence among business owners and residents. And beyond that, workforce training and streamlining city government are key. That's what candidates told WHYY's business reporter Kristen Masbrucker Garza. Kristen joins us this morning to share what she has heard. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
Kristen, what are some ways candidates say they want to support small businesses?
Well, I've heard everything from hiring dedicated police officers to each commercial corridor across the city to tax incentives for new jobs and targeting workforce development training. Former city council member Helen Gim uses the word livability to describe what it will take.
A hyper-focus on small businesses and residents and livability is going to attract the employees who want to live in Philadelphia.
And Gim says that livability means clean streets, reliable public transportation, and a quality school system. Sherelle Parker, who didn't speak to me for this story, has said in the past that she concurs and would tackle trash, especially in business districts.
As for officers dedicating time to commercial corridors, that seems reasonable, though it's been a struggle for the city to hire enough officers as it is, right?
That's true. And businessman Jeff Brown articulated just that.
I also think there should be a police officer walking the beat, checking in with the businesses and making sure they're all right. That's something that happened all the time previously. But because we're understaffed, it's not happening as frequently today.
Right. Well, Kristen, what's the likelihood that Philadelphia's next mayor will cut business taxes and the city wage tax?
Well, it's very likely that whomever is elected will reduce the business income and receipts tax and the city wage tax, though to differing degrees. Some candidates want to reduce the business taxes to zero, while others want to study taxes again. Rebecca Reinhart, who was the city's controller, says the city needs changes in the city's tax structure in order to grow small business and entrepreneurship. She says the tax policy is meant to be evaluated.
For example, a tax abatement for affordable housing, a tax abatement for historical preservation.
What about the 10-year property tax abatement, Kristen? Will candidates move to take that economic incentive off the table?
Well, it's a mixed bag. I've heard from some candidates who want to reform the 10-year property tax abatement and tie such incentives to specific goals. Rebecca Reinhart mentioned historical preservation and affordable housing, while Jeff Brown suggested minority-owned business contracts. Alan Dom supports a smaller tax abatement. Amin Brown and Helen Gim were undecided and wanted to study the issue further.
What's the conversation around bureaucracy?
Several candidates said they wanted to hire a cabinet-level executive to handle issues small businesses face when applying for licenses. One candidate wants to build an application tracker and put time limits on how long permitting will take. Former city councilman Alan Dom says the city should streamline all the services of the city and tie in time frames.
You need a zoning change, it's 90 days. You want to open a barbershop or restaurant, it's 30 or 45 days. Work backwards with the time frame and then figure out how we can make it more efficient. You can't have people, small entrepreneurs, waiting on the city for 6 months to a year. You'll kill their business. You can't do that.
Yeah, that kind of waiting can be a big obstacle to progress. And Kristen, what about training and wages? What are candidates saying about those parts of the economic picture?
Well, candidate James DeLeon offered this. He said in order to spur economic development, residents need access to higher wage jobs. And he would do that through a lot of listening to figure out how to accomplish that.
I would initiate solution-based citywide listening sessions with business owners, especially small business owners, with the goal of providing economic incentives.
And Jennifer Jeff Brown said there should be no general workforce training. It should be specific, customized to employers' requirements through partnerships. Also, State Representative Amin Brown thinks businesses would be motivated by a tax incentive when they hire young people. He says we need to get them in the door early on.
Kristen, you didn't hear from all the Democratic candidates. You did hear from the only Republican, former city council member David O.
Yes, and he pinpointed something about the business climate in the city that others have said, which is, Philly, is sometimes hard to read.
The biggest problem is the instability. It's not even the high taxes that are the problem. It is the instability that you never know what you get with Philadelphia tax cut, tax increase. There's no, predictable future.
Mm-hmm. And we will end with that. Good information. Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks, Jennifer.
WHYY's business reporter, Kristen Mosbrucker-Garza. You can read her article about what Philadelphia's candidates for mayor are saying about economic development. It can be found at whyy.org, where you can find a lot of our election coverage leading up to tomorrow's primary.